Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. He's Hunter, I'm Brock, and that's
yeah, what's up?
On.
How you doing?
Whether you like it or
it's
not.
It's Monday. Yeah. Don't feel too bad.
That felt better, but, you know, it's all right.
How was your weekend? What'd you do? You do anything crazy?
Nothing, no. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
What'd you get in trouble? Did you get grounded?
No, I didn't get in trouble. I'm just bored.
You didn't drop the baby or anything, did you?
No, not this weekend. Not this weekend. It was good.
Not this? What about last week?
Baby's been all over the place. It's fine. Hey, we got to keep her moving here. It is time for your 9 a.m. morning dump.
Get away from
it's
the stairs.
Morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
Dead.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah, pump it. Okay. Well, we're seeing another effect of Zoom, and that's right. Younger women are getting more Botox. Doctors have noticed an increase in women in their early 20s coming in for Botox and filler. The reason, all the time they spend looking at themselves during Zoom meetings. That's right. Just getting just greased up and poked and prodded and all that stuff. It's sad.
There's something with that. You know, it's not good to just sit there. It's your face and then the meetings, you know, all the people in the meeting, right?
Yeah.
It does. You're just sitting there looking at yourself. It's very uncomfortable, especially when you're trying to focus. Because you're never really focused because you keep looking at that picture like, God, I look terrible.
Yeah.
You know, everybody feels like that. Here's the thing. It's not you. It's that camera.
Yeah.
Something about those cameras don't make you look good.
I don't look at the camera. And I know you're supposed to because then it shows like the eyes are looking there. But I feel weird because then I know I'm looking at you, but I'm not looking at you because I'm not looking at the screen. So I always just look at the screen. I look at the person on the screen, right? Does that make more sense? I don't know.
You know, I think next Zoom meeting, I'm just going to turn all the way around. You're just going to see the back of my head. That's what it's going to be.
I'm just going to draw lips on my hands and put googly eyes on my hand and just do that. Just do that. This is why I think it should be totally okay to have cameras off. I know all the bosses out there, they want to see what you're doing, this and
they
that.
They want to see what you're
why?
Doing. You know?
What? I'm just sitting there. It's not like you look at every person in a meeting. Lots of times we're all looking at pamphlets or whatever other stupid thing we need to focus on, you know, in there. So I think cameras off should be fine because the fact that people are feeling insecure during these Zoom. I mean, hell, I'm getting a boob job next week because I'm tired of seeing my flat chest on the Zoom meetings.
Jeez, you're getting a boob job?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about it.
You know what, though? You turn your... Yeah, I know you're excited.
It should be good for my OnlyFans page.
Come on. You know what, though? If you turn your camera off, it's sketchy.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well,
what
but
are you doing back there?
It looks sketchy, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be sketchy. Don't worry about the fact that I'm doing a crossword puzzle or I'm flipping through my phone. Like, that's besides the point, okay? I'm still listening. Yeah. I'm still listening.
Are you? Are you listening? Because I can't see. I don't think you're there.
Yeah, whatever.
You're doing something.
No, my camera connection's bad. Sorry, I can't have it on for this go-around. Sorry, everyone. So, ladies, don't get Botox. You're beautiful. We love you the way you are. Okay, just leave it.
Yeah, come on.
Just leave it be.
Come on.
Just leave it be. Boob jobs, different story. Feel free. Go for it. Botox, don't worry about it. Lastly, bad news for all the kiddies out there. Apparently, there is a juice box and chicken nuggets store, a shortage. By kids, I mean Brock and Hunter. That's not good news, man. That's
bad news, man. I'm getting butterflies talking about this.
This is a majority of my diet is juice boxes and chicken nuggets, okay?
Hey, what about the dinosaur nugs? Are those included?
That's right up there. I mean, those are probably sold out because out of all the nuggets you're going to get, dino nugs are the first ones you go for, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Also, Capri Sun, is that in there?
Yeah, I think that's in there. I think that counts as in the juice box category. It really does. Canned fruit, corn dogs, Uncrustables. So, yeah, I think people are stocking up because more people are doing stuff at home and, you know, cook. I think that's probably why.
What are you sending your kid to school with now?
A bag of oats. A bag of oats is what they got to go with.
Oats and a tuna can.
Yeah. Yep.
We got some clam chowder. You want some clam chowder?
Prison meals is what they're getting now at school. That's what it is. They're getting slop. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. What about the Lunchables? Those are in there, huh?
I've given up on Lunchables. I think they've really gone down in quality. You know, back in my day, well, like when the pizza Lunchables first came out, like they were legit. They actually gave you enough cheese and pizza sauce to fill the three the three pizza crusts.
Yeah, now you gotta ration it. Yeah, you gotta ration it.
It's terrible. You gotta ration it out and make sure that that last one still has enough. Usually the last one has like a little tiny smear of sauce and three slices of cheese and half a pepperoni. It's ridiculous.
Nothing that makes you look more manly than sitting there eating a Lunchable on your lunch.
I usually just put two together and then I throw the other one out. I just put two together, make a little pizza sandwich, and then you
sandwich
and
with
that pizza that never expires. All right, you could literally
it's face food, man.
Yeah, it's face food. It really is. It really is. So, all right, what do we got? We got Botox for Zoom meetings and chicken nugget shortage. I think that works. That works. All right,
I like it.
That is your morning dump part of the day. We'll be back. Brock.